Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have reached the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches. This is our Eileen Vision of Hope with our national mother, Mother Patricia, as the founder. But tonight we will have Minister Ray as our host. We're going to get started on this evening. We'll read a scripture and then opening prayer and then have testimony service. And then we'll get right on in to the Word. I'll be reading you Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, but they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thy dwell in the land, and verily shall thy shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I have read you Psalms 37, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and doing of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is Minister BJ come on?
Sound like Mother Georgina.
Yes.
Mother Georgina, can you give us an opening prayer, please?
Sure, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you. We worship you. We lift up your name. We ask you just let the Holy Spirit sweep over this prayer line and bless us, Lord, and take us higher. Our desire is to please you. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for having a relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, that the word is down on the inside of us. Take us higher. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. For the mighty God,
amen.
We serve. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that opening scripture for General Shaw. And we thank God for that powerful prayer for Mother Georgiana on tonight. We bless God with all our soul and all our minds on tonight. Thank God for all of you that's on the line tonight. We're going to go to our announcements, and then after that we will have State Evangelist Marie Brown will render us a selection on tonight, and then we will go into the Word on tonight. Amen. Amen. At this time, it's in General Lily Shaw hand at this time.
Amen. Amen. And let us be reminded that we're back on the line tomorrow evening at 7:30 with True Bible Church with Minister BJ at 7:30. And then back on the line Thursday evening at 7:30 with Fellowship in Action with our own state evangelist, Marie Brown. Also, Fellowship in Unity Ministry with Minister Ray is Monday through Thursday at 6:30 a.m., Fridays at 6 a.m., and the telephone number is 774-220-4000. The ID number is, the ID code is 786-7473. Also, let us be reminded that this Saturday, August the 4th, God's House of Deliverance will have their opening service at 10 o'clock this Saturday. And the address is 22876 Mountain Avenue, that's California, 92570. And our own Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas will be bringing the word on this Saturday. All is invited out to come and fellowship with us and hear a word from the Lord. Also, August the 6th, which is Sunday of next week at 7:30, Consuming Fire Ministry with our own National Apostle York Milton will start service on August the 6th, Monday night at 7:30. So please call in and hear words from the Lord. Block Talk Radio this Friday night at 7 p.m. The call-in number is 646-668-2435. And it's going to be hosted by Minister BJ on this Friday night. That's Block Radio, 7 p.m. this Friday night. Are there any more announcements or corrections?
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the announcements. Thank God for all that we've heard at this juncture. We just keep blessing God and keep moving on tonight. And we're going to go to pass it over to our state evangelist, Marie Brown, as she render us a selection on tonight. Woman of God.
Amen. 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 Everyone. Okay. So it will be done with the trouble of this world, trouble of this world, trouble of this world. Soon it will be done with the trouble of this world, going home to live with God no more. Weeping and wailing no more. Weeping and wailing no more. Weeping and wailing, going home to live with God. Soon it will be done with the troubles of this world, trouble of this world, trouble of this world. Soon it will be done with the troubles of this world, going home to be with God. I want to see my loved one. I want to see my loved one. I want to see my loved one going home to live with God. Soon it will be done with the troubles of this world, trouble of this world, trouble of this world. Soon it will be done with the troubles of this world, going home to live with God. want to see King Jesus. I want to see King Jesus going home to live with God. I want to see King Jesus. I want to see King Jesus. I want to see King Jesus going home to live with God. Soon it will be done, but the trouble of this world, trouble of this world, trouble, oh Lord of this world, soon it will be done, with the trouble of this world, going home to live with God.
Amen.
There's no trouble of the world.
Oh, I love that song. That's just how you sure make somebody cry.
Oh, my man, for real.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all that we've heard thus far. We thank God for another day, opportunity to get it right on tonight. And so we want to, we can come out of the book of Luke, 22nd chapter on today. I started the topic on Fellowship of Unity Live on this morning of, what does fill in the blank mean to you? What does the word of God mean to you? What does deliverance mean to you? What does forgiveness mean to you? What does your salvation mean to you? What do God mean to you? So we come and we ask these questions. And we want to know for ourselves, what is faith? What is trust? How do we not doubt? And how do we not fear when we serve in God? Amen. And so I beg the question is, what does it mean to you? In every situation, what does walking with God mean to you? Can anyone define what does it mean to them to serve God? In this book of Luke, it says, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are they that weep now, for ye shall laugh. I take from that passage there, blessed are ye that hunger. What it means to me to hunger is when we're hungry, we feed ourselves. When our stomach is growling, when we're thirsty and we in need of drink, we feel ourselves. When we sit down to have a meal, we eat till we feel. Amen. We feast until that hunger dissipates, until we satisfy the hunger that's brewing and that have brewed in our bellies. Amen. In our stomachs. And so what it means to me to hunger is the Lord said in this word that man should not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. every word that comes out the mouth of God, we are to be hungry for. And if we hungry, the Bible says in this passage that we shall be filled. Ye shall be filled if we hunger after the word of God. So what it means to me is that hunger and thirst, it depends on which spirit are you feeding the most. I've always said, are we going to feed the flesh? Are we going to feed the spirit? We got to make up in our mind what dinner plate we go eat off of. But when we hungry in the natural, we stop and get anything. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried, Carl's Jr., even Jack in the Box. None of these are good for you. But that is our filling station when we're hungry. That becomes the spot that we seek to satisfy the hunger that's going on in our stomachs. Amen. Hallelujah. But when the Spirit is calling, we make every excuse. When the Spirit is hungry, we make every excuse. When the Spirit is thirsty, we make every excuse not to quench the thirst of the Spirit, not to satisfy the hunger that the Spirit is experiencing. Our spirit man wants to eat and drink just like our natural man do. Because the Lord said thus again, that man should not live off bread alone. As saints of God, we try to live off more bread, baked bread, than we do living off the living bread. We try to satisfy our thirst after water than the living water, than the water that the Lord say also, if you drink this water, you would never thirst. You would never be hungry. But yet, we wonder why our cup is not running over, amen. We wonder why we are running under half a tank in the spirit. We wonder why we are running empty in the spirit, because we're not feeding the spirit but maybe once or twice a week. Then some of us got the audacity and the nerves to go to church on Sunday and think your cup gonna be running over, or you gonna fill your entire cup on Sunday because you jumping up shouting, amen, hallelujah, all these things that you're doing on Sunday, you trying to fill your cup for the month. You trying to go to Sunday, you trying to go to Sunday school, you trying to go to morning service, to fill your cup, to satisfy the desire of you being hungry in the spirit. And then you try to get everything on Sunday because you know next Sunday you're going to a ball game. You know next Sunday you're going to a birthday party. So you try to go on the first Sunday, take communion, and think that's going to keep you filled all month long till you return to church 3 Sundays later. See? And we wonder why we're running on low. We wonder why things come about in our lives. We wonder why we fear. We wonder why we afraid. We wonder why we scared. Because we started to read the scripture about on fear and hallelujah. We started to read the scripture on about being afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear. We start to read that scripture, but then the phone ring. Then somebody tell you to get on Facebook. And then you neglect the hunger of the spirit. We neglecting the thirst that the spirit requires us to keep drinking. The spirit requires us to spend time at the dinner table in our books, reading, ingesting, digesting the word of God. But what do it mean to you to hunger and thirst? How are you going to satisfy the hunger that the Spirit commanded you to feed? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory be to God. See, we get it twisted. in our minds of how much we go feed the spirit mind. Therefore, when we're not feeding the spirit mind, we are feeding that carnal mind, and the carnal mind is dominating the spirit mind. And therefore, we stay in carnality. We stay in enmity against God. We stay hostile in the spirit against God. Because why? Our morale in the spirit is low. Why? Because when you're hungry, or when you're tired, when you're in a fight, you're out of shape, or when you're running around the block, I'm going to tell you, fatigue will make a coward out of you. And it's a lot of people in the church, in the body of Christ, fatigue is wearing them out and making a coward out of them in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You fatigue because you don't want to read the Bible today. See, when we got saved, our flesh didn't get saved. So therefore, we read the Bible to go to sleep at night. Because you know, as soon as you open up the Bible, you read about 6 or 8, 9 scriptures, you're asleep. You're going to fall asleep with the Bible right on your chest. See? But if your spirit man override the lure of going to sleep, the lure of when you're hungry, you feed yourself the spirit. It ought to be a time during the day, amen, that we tithe at least 2 hours and 40 minutes of our time to the Lord. Now, you don't have to do it all at once because your day may not allow you to feed your spirit all at once 2 hours and 40 minutes. Amen. It ought to be broken down into sections. You ought to get up on the prayer line in the morning. Amen. You ought to go to bed at night on the prayer line and wake up again on the prayer line. But during the course of the day, there ought to be some time, at least an hour, of reading and feeding the spirit man. There ought to be some time praying, talking to God. It ought to be if you hungry and thirsty after righteousness. And when you do these things, he will fulfill the hunger and the thirst that come about in you. You won't hunger so much. You will never thirst again if you continue to feed that spirit like you feed yourself in the natural. You will eat up $300 worth of groceries. You ain't going to go an hour hungry. You go take a lunch at work. You go get out of church on Sunday and you go feed yourself. You go sit down and break bread with somebody else. You go get a relative that ain't went to church and you go over there and you guys going to feast. Why? Because we more apt to feed the flesh than we are apt to feed the spirit. See, you can't see the spirit, but you can see the flesh. You can't feel the spirit hungry. The spirit don't grumble in your stomach. The spirit don't make you fatigued. But people are fatigued of reading the spirit. They no longer want to sit down and reverence God, honor God, obey God. Why? Because they are feeding the flesh more than you feeding the spirit. And so, therefore, a lot of saints ain't being filled. Ain't being filled, so you still hungry. The Bible say hunger after thirst, hunger after righteousness. A lot of people ain't seeking righteousness. What do righteousness mean to you? You do everything righteous. What do righteous, another word for righteous is just. We serve a just God. He's righteous. The just shall live by faith. The just ought to believe in righteousness. The words say seek the kingdom and all of its righteousness. See, a lot of saints ain't seeking righteousness. Because righteousness starts from the root, from the ruler to the tutor. That's where righteousness begins. And so when righteousness come up on a unfamiliar location in you, that being that you're not filled with the Spirit, you're not filled with the Word, you're not filled with the living water, you're not filled with food from the Spirit, then when righteousness come up on an unfamiliar territory that lies within us, we fret, we get mean, we get evil, we don't want to obey, because righteousness come up from the ground up. You got to be righteous from the feet, from your feet up and from your feet down. You got to be righteous from head to toe, from toe to head. You got to be righteous. You can't, half of you can't be righteous up to your knees. You can't just put on your socks and shoes and pull them up, tie your shoes, lace them up and say, I'm righteous. What about the rest of, from the knee up to the waist? Are they covered? Are them garments new? Are them garments, covering up your lap? Are you walking and striving in righteousness from the knee up to the waist? Are you got on clean underwear? Are your hand, and then when you go up from the waist to your shoulders, is everything clean there? See, righteousness, you got to build righteousness up. Righteousness that don't come knock on the door and say, I'm here. Righteousness is a process. Just like you bake a cake, you got to go get the ingredients to bake that cake. You know how to make your favorite dish. You go get your favorite dish. You don't want to put your favorite dish out there because it misses some ingredients. It's not your favorite dish then. See, you seeking repercussions from your favorite dish, or not just repercussions. You seeking feedback from your, that's it, feedback. You want somebody to say, Evangelist Brown, that was a good cake. You want somebody to say, Gerald Shaw, that was a great ham. That was your signature ham. See, well, when you're seeking righteousness, see, we want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. We want God's face to shine upon us when we seek righteousness. And then when righteousness come upon an unfamiliar territory in you, it won't be so unfamiliar. You won't fret. You won't fear. You say, you will recognize to yourself that, hey, I need to be righteous in this area. I didn't know that this wasn't righteous. See, I didn't know that. I didn't realize a little white lie. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize I offended. I didn't realize I committed an offense. See, we got to hunger and thirst after righteousness also. And when we hunger and thirst after righteousness, Mother Georgina, we will be filled. We will be filled. And when we fill, that means our cup runneth over. That means no more room for unrighteousness. See? It's, what do righteousness mean to you? Do you want to be, straight in the Lord's eyes? Do you want the Lord to shine and bow down his ear? You want him to stretch forth his hand? In righteousness, do you want to be truthful? Do you want to be trusted by your fellow peers? Do you want to be believed? Or do you want to be a liar? Or do you want to be untrustworthy? Or do you want to be faithful? God is faithful, so he's righteous. He don't tell us something that he don't do. He don't tell us something just to blow us off, and when the time comes, he's nowhere to be found. We do that to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We do that to each other. And then we got nerve to get an attitude because our righteous mind wasn't thinking in the first place. See, that's why I say be slow to speak, because you ought to think about what you're telling somebody before you tell them. We do knee-jerk reactions. We make knee-jerk decisions. And then when we make knee-jerk reactions and decisions, we make unrighteous decisions, unjust, and not qualified to make these decisions. We got to treat each other. That's what the Bible says, do unto others as you do unto as you have them do unto you. You want somebody to tell you the truth. But if you have, if you're not feeding the thirst, if you're not feeding the hunger, if you're not thirsting after righteousness, guess what? You starve in righteousness. There's little to next to none of righteousness in you if you're not striving for to be righteous. That's what's wrong with a lot of saints. They don't want to be righteous. Amen. They want to continue on in the mess.
Still on.
Minister Ray? Did we
lose him? Some have.
You there, Minister Ray? Vannis Brown, can you give us another song until he get reconnected?
Okay. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I cannot go, but I am sure of this one thing. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real. For He has won.
Hallelujah.
And made me whole.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I'm back. My phone died out. Thank you, Evangelist Brown. Thank you, Evangelist Brown. Thank you all for bearing with me. I thought you could hear me. What's the last thing you heard me say?
I'll
pick it up. Amen. So when we're unrighteous, when we don't want to accept righteousness in our lives, then everything becomes a fight and a struggle in our lives because we ain't pursuing righteousness. We're not being sealed on righteousness. We're not hungry and thirsty after righteousness. Righteousness become a foreign language to some folks. Because we still engulfed in our mess, and we still engulfed in the flesh. So in order for us to be out of the mess and out of the flesh, we got to accept some righteousness in our lives. God is tired right now. God's trying to get His people righteous and fit it for the kingdom of God. It's like Evangelist Brown song that song. It's really time winding up. It won't be long. So we got to hunger and thirst and hunker down to what's right. Hold on to what's right. Not waver over and be in our flesh and test it. We gonna be tested, but can we pass the test? These tests keep on coming along until we get over the hump. See? What does righteousness mean to you today? How does righteousness apply in your life? Where does righteousness lay in your life? What place does righteousness have in your life? See? And then I'm paraphrasing, you know, men will desire to put you out of their company. That means put you out of mind. Why? Because you maybe become saved. A lot of people lose a lot of friends and family when they pursue righteousness. When they pursue salvation, a lot of people quit you. See? A lot of people put you down. Out of sight, out of mind. Nobody want to hear what's right. See, when you try to follow righteousness, then those that was following you put you down because you trying to pursue what's right and the ways of God. See, that's why the Lord say, come from under scoffers and sinners and all these things, because He already knew what would be the outcome. He already knew what would take place when a righteous man follow righteousness. See, in the beginning of the world, no. See, out on the cross, one righteous man died for many unrighteous men's sins. See, and it was unrighteous men that hung up the righteous man on the cross. See, nobody wants righteousness started way back then. See, what do righteousness mean to you? See, Jesus walked righteous. See, He was walking in righteousness. So therefore, nobody wanted to hear what was right. Nobody wanted to receive what was right. So what did they do? They got rid of righteousness. Like they're trying to get rid of righteousness today. Wrong in the White House is becoming right in the White House. Unrighteousness in the White House. Just the sheer fact that the name is called the White House is unrighteous to us. It's offensive to us. Because that's all that's in there is white. See? So we got a hunger and thirst after God's righteousness because God is righteous. We can't put righteousness aside and think we go create our own righteousness. The Bible says a man that thinks right in his own ways is that that's not the way. We gonna have to do better. If we knew better, we'd do better. And some of us know better, but still don't want to do better. See? Righteousness. What does righteousness mean to you today? What does being righteous mean to you? How does righteousness apply to your life? And when men put us out of the company of their minds, and then start to speak evil of us like they do all the time. When you become righteous, they speak evil of you. With dignitaries, denying the faith, you know, denying righteousness. They do all these things, talk about you, backbite. When they put you out of their mind, sit you aside, talk evil of you. But the Lord say, in the end, we will have the last laugh. See, there's a reward for righteous people to stand righteous. There's a reward. A righteous reward. The Lord says He is the righteous judge. So He goes judge us righteously. Again, what do righteous mean? Just. Just mean righteous. See, we're going to have the last laugh because we stood righteously. We labored righteously. We spoke righteously. We pursue righteous. The kingdom of God is righteous. Only the righteous will inherit the earth. Only the righteous will inherit the kingdom of God, the new Jerusalem. See, there's a lot of unrighteousness in the church today. That's why a lot of people is not saved, walking around thinking they're saved because they've been taught an unrighteous doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. And therefore, they're doing unrighteous things, thinking that they're doing things right. Thinking that they're walking right with Christ. No, you're not. I come to tell somebody, no, you're not. See, when we're righteous, then we accept the truth. You can't be serving the truth, and the truth offends you. You can't be offended by the truth and call yourself serving the righteous God. You can't do it. That's boiling water. So if we get our minds righteous and stayed on the righteous things, if we do righteous ordinance in our minds, if we do think righteous, if we obey righteousness, we will become righteous. But if you disobeying and honoring unrighteousness, guess what? Your whole walk with Christ is unrighteous. You're going to do things unrighteous. You're going to steal. You're going to lie. You're going to cuss. Unrighteous things. You're going to tell a lie when you don't have to. See? So we got to make up our mind. The carnal mind is unrighteous, but the spiritual mind is righteous. Enmity is unrighteous, but spiritually minded is righteousness, is life, everlasting. Forever. That's righteousness. See, God come to give us a reward for righteousness. What does righteousness mean to you? You got to find out what the Word of God means to you. You got to figure out what God means to you. Matter of fact, before you even get the Word, you got to figure out what God means to you. You got to figure out what did it mean to you for Jesus to die on the cross? What did it mean to you? See, we want to skip over crawling. We want to skip over the verse, crawling, and go straight to running. See, it's a process to be righteous. You got to hunger and thirst after the Word first. And when you hunger and thirst after the Word, you will be filled. And when you feel, you will be filled with righteousness. Because the righteous judge is going to judge us. We will walk upright and righteous with God if we seek after righteousness. Just. The just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. See, faith is righteous. If you ain't got no faith, you're not going to be righteous in the Lord. You can't, because you're doubting and you're not trusting Him. So you can't be righteous. You got fear, so that's not righteous. And you don't have holiness. See, you can have a form of holiness on Sunday, but what about the rest of the month? What about the rest of the week? What about the rest of the year? See, righteousness. You see a whole lot of people, they got a form of godliness, but denying the power of, because they're not righteous in their mind, and they're not righteous in their walk with Christ. They're still holding on to unrighteousness, disobedience. The Bible say, let that obedient mind put in captivity the disobedient mind. See? And when you got God gave us a mind of power, not fear. And when you got a mind of power, you can overcome all these deficiencies in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to thirst and hunger after righteousness. What does righteousness mean to you on tonight? The line is open. You can say anything. You don't have to say what righteousness means to you. That's what it means to me. It's the hunger and thirst after God and the things of God. That's what it means to me. It may mean that to you too. But whatever something means under the Word of God, what it means to you, the line is open for you at this time. Amen.
Amen, knowing that as long as I seek the Lord, I'll be blessed, I'll be filled, hallelujah. And if there's anything I need, all I have to do is call on the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God that we're on this line walking the way, and those that don't know Him, hallelujah, have to call on His name, hallelujah. So I thank the man of God for the Word, and I thank and praise the Lord for those of you under the sound of His voice that heard the Word and that are hearing the Word. God bless you, man of God. Amen.
How you doing? Amen. Will there be another on today? Will there be another?
Praise the Lord, Minister Ray. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful word you brought forth to us and was asking us, what do Jesus Christ mean? Well, for me, what Jesus Christ means to me is that he woke me up, and he means a whole lot to me. I'm here because of him, of his mercy and his grace, and for him dying on that old rugged cross for all of us. And that's, he mean, the whole big world, he got the whole big world in his hand. And for me, he gives me life every day. When I'm laying down in my bed and he wake me up early in the morning, that's a blessing. When I don't have a peace of mind and I don't know sometimes if I'm going or coming, he always tell me, it's all right, you're going to make it. So for Jesus Christ, he mean a lot to me and life itself, because he changed me when I was out there in the world doing everything that I had no business doing. And he turned my life around. And he placed my feet on solid rock and not sinking sand. So he mean a whole lot to me. I mean, this whole big world. Because he got this whole world in his hand. And he got everybody in his hand. And that's what he means to me.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. What he is to me. I'm married to Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. He saved me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When the doctors told me there was no hope, he healed me. Hallelujah. He's everything in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. He died on the cross and shedded his blood. He made it possible for everybody on earth to have eternal life. And I thank him for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I enjoyed you, Minister Ray. I wish I had known who to use this tape recorder so I could take it and send it to the Strong so they could hear you.
We can send it to you by email, and then you can forward it to them, or you could get the email
address. I don't know how to text.
Well, listen, get their email address. Get one of them email address. And then call me, and I'll send it to their email, and then they can listen to it.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Will there be another on tonight? Well, amen. We thank God anyway. We go praise God. Thank God for all we heard on tonight. Truly, God means a lot to me in my life. I'm like Evangelist Brown. I'm like all of y'all. You know, he saved me. He pulled me out of the miry clay. He thought of me before the foundation of the world was even straight. And I thank him for thinking of me, because I could have had I did have a reservation to hell, but God canceled my reservation. I'll never go forget it, and I'm never going to turn back to where I used to be. Yeah, this road get lonely sometimes, saints, and you find yourself on the road by yourself. But guess what? You're not by yourself. Jesus Christ is with you. And so when I know that he say, lo, I will be with you. And so when I know that he's with me, I ain't worried about nothing. And I know that he's with me all the time. So I thank God for where he brought me from and where he's taken me to at this juncture in my life. Still not satisfied. Still not satisfied. I'm hungry and thirsty after more. See? I don't care about, I care and I love God for elevating me, but I'm not satisfied still. I need him even the more now. Because a new level. A new level brings on new devils, new worries, new everything. You know, you got more critics, you got more everything when you go higher in Christ. See, long as I'm sitting on the pews and just clapping my hands every now and then, I ain't got too much to worry about. See, that's a low chakra a saint right there, working in low frequency chakras. See, you got to be working in high frequency chakra. And that's thirsty after the Lord. That's hungry after righteousness. See, in order to serve God, we got to be right. And we gotta invoke ourselves in righteousness. And not just our righteousness, but righteousness. You know, learning a lot of things in Christ. Sometimes it's just good to take the hit for the team. See, people don't understand that. You know, that's just like laying your life down for your friend. People don't understand that, but Jesus was our friend. He laid his life down for us. That's why the Bible said there's no greater love than a man lay his life down for his friend. See, a lot of folks can't see that, ain't go wrap their mind around it, ain't go do it. Evangelist Brown said ain't near one of us going to put no, let nobody put no nails in our hands and nails in our feet.
Amen. Christ did it already. Amen.
Yeah. So, we got to operate in righteousness and be prepared for anything that comes our way in life, you know? And we gonna be called out on the carpet, but we got to make sure when I'm going to get called out on the carpet, I want it to be red. I wanted to be ready. Call me out on the carpet yet. You know, so, and then, that's why in the book of Isaiah 58, and I'm done, in Isaiah 58, forget what verse, but when you pray in the prayer of fasting, along those lines, it says, and let our righteousness walk before us. It says, let our righteousness walk before us, and the Lord's glory will be our rear guard. See, righteousness. It's over 100 or 200 mentions of righteousness in the Bible. Amen. So God is big on righteousness, just like he's big on faith. So, And if he don't say righteousness, he say just, because that is faith. I mean, that is righteous, just. Amen. So I thank God for allowing, equipping me, and teaching me how to be righteous, how to live righteous, how to walk righteousness, and come out of the unrighteousness that I thought was righteous when I was in the unrighteous world. See, we still hanging on to a lot of the unrighteous world because we thought what we did in the unrighteous world was righteous. But it's a whole different ball game when you come over to God. See, that's why you got people say sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, righteous people, and that's why you got carnal-minded saints. Some of us are still carnal-minded saints. And therefore, we make unrighteous moves. And when we make unrighteous moves, we make unjust moves. And then the Lord is not pleased with some of the moves, a lot of the moves that we make. We do things out of fear, and we make fearing decisions. You know, we heard that term before, desperate. When you're desperate, you do desperate things. Be desperate for righteous, because then you start doing righteous things. Amen. So I'm done on tonight. If there's not another comment on tonight, will there be another? Will there be another? Amen. Well, we thank God for all of you on the line, Chief Apostle. We thank God for Gerald Shaw, Evangelist Brown, Minister BJ, Mother Georgiana. We thank and praise you for on tonight. Those, somebody else on line thought I heard Sister Nicole. We thank God for her. And we thank God for those that are not even saying anything. We thank God for you too.
And so we just want to keep the praises of the Lord in our mouths on today, because ain't nobody on this line no righteous than nobody else. We all fall short of the glory of God. Just a lot of people ain't going to admit it, but God sees all things. And until you start admitting things, that unrighteous part of your life is never going to go away. Because you're in denial. Stop drinking the denial cup. It's hot outside, but you ain't got to drink a cold glass of denial, though. Drink a really frosty cold glass of righteousness. Amen. I'm done for the night. Chief Apostle on the line?
I guess I'm on the line, but I'm out at my granddaughter's birthday celebration, so it's kind of noisy. So I just thank God for the word on tonight, and I just say blessings and blessings to all. See you in the morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for all of you all tonight again. We thank and praise God. BJ, would you open up the line for the church, and then we'll take some prayer requests. And then we'll pray over the prayer requests, if there be any. And then we would depart from the line of tonight.
Amen. The Lord said if you want to know more of him, like the word had gone out tonight, if you're hungry, you'll be fed. It's easy as ABC. Accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Believe that he was raised from the dead. Confess, hallelujah, that God died for your sins. Romans 10:9-10 said, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord, for hungering and being fed tonight. Hallelujah. We just give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for saving our souls. And we thank you, Lord, that you're Jesus Christ in our life and that we can call on you in the day of trouble and you would hear and answer our prayer. Father, we pray that you lead and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Continue to bless the man of God and those under the sound of his voice tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. DJ. Would there be any prayer requests on tonight?
For my 17-year-old great-granddaughter, Taylor Smith.
Amen.
To be delivered from marijuana.
Amen.
With that crazy psychiatrist who said it was all right for her to smoke it.
Amen. Will there be another Will there be another prayer request? Any other prayer requests? Oh, tonight. Well, amen. We thank God. I thank God blessing me. Thank God for all that he's done, all that he's going to do. I think we need to open up the line for praise reports and testimonies. We can have that before we leave the line. Anybody got a testimony or a praise report on the goodness of the Lord? What has he done for you? Well, I thank and praise God for what he's done for me. I can't thank him and praise him enough. But I am so grateful and honored for God honoring my prayers, hearing my prayers. And I thank God that he gave me the strength to stand on his word. No matter what it looked like, no matter what I was going through, no matter what I still go through, but I'm still standing on the hope in the back of Jesus Christ, which is my hope. So I thank God, unremovable and unshakable, and ain't I may bend, but I will not break. The devil will not make me throw in the towel. Amen. Because if these are just trials and tribulations. So I thank God, they're just a test, and I aim to pass the test. A lot of people give up. That's why you flunk the test, because you give up. The devil, come to tell you that God ain't going to answer your prayers, and he come to make him paint the picture, and it don't look like he going to answer it. But I'm here to tell you, stand on it and believe it. If he didn't answer you today, you look for tomorrow. Amen. And so I'm a true believer. I'm a true witness. I am a witness. I got a testimony. I just ain't going to let it out. I got a real testimony, a real encouraging testimony. You know, so I just thank God that I was able to stand on his word. And I learned something yesterday, got a revelation. You know, you may ask God something 10 years ago. And you think, because it's been 10 years, he didn't answer it. Well, that's part of God's timing. He is time. That's with 10 years ago, I heard people say that I've been standing for this for 10 years. I've been standing for this for 5 years. What took, did somebody got nerve to ask, what took so long? I just realized that is not that I've not never heard it, but even 10 years ago, it just wasn't the time for you to have it back then. But 10 years later is the time. Why? Because you continued on in the Lord. A lot of people ask God something when they were saved, and they backslide, and they never get it. Because you fell out the face. See?
My God.
And a lot of people, hey. And a lot of people give up right at the finish line.
My Lord.
Right when he was about to bless you with it, you gave up. False evidence appeared real. The devil told you what's going to happen and you believed it. See, you got to have the faith of Job. That's what it is. That's what we don't want to hear the story about Job, but all of us will go through a series like Job if you roll it with Christ. So stay encouraged and stay down, stay believing, stay trusting, not fearing, no doubt, and don't adhere to what the devil say. Take heed to the word of God. His word, if you believe him that he can't lie, is going to come through for you. I am a witness. I am a witness. I got up every day for 5 years and said the same thing. This is the day. You didn't do it. I wait. That's why I pray at midnight. So to make sure that I don't lose sight of what I've been standing for.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why I pray at midnight. Pray at midnight. Just wait till 12:01 and tell the Lord, all right, you didn't do it yesterday, but you will do it today. And I'm expecting today. And one of these days, it's going to come to pass. I am a witness today. Hallelujah.
You'll never leave us a mistake.
Thank you, Lord. So stand on your face, saints. Father God, we're going through the throne of grace right now, trusting and believing in you for all things that the word says, not doubting, not fearing. But Lord, we only believe in only. Casting our cares upon you, for you careth for us. We thank you right now, God, that we can cast our burdens, that you are the lift the heavy burdens. You will break the chains, Father. We no longer in poverty. We no longer entangled in non-belief. We believe you, God, and we stand on your word with the fullest assurance of faith. Thanking you right now for all things, Father God. And we know you sit high and look low, and we know, Father God, that it is faith. It is faith that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you that we lay hold to eternal life and that the just shall live by faith. We thank you that we have the petitions that we desire of you, Father God, because we know that you hear us. And we confess our sins, Father God, to you right now. Forgive us of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions right now, Father God, as we come to you with a repentant heart right now, with a forgiving heart. Blessing you, Father God, standing on the hope and glory of Jesus Christ. We know that you can do all things. You're a healer. You're a deliverer. You're a provider. We thank you right now, Lord. There's nothing you say you would hold no good thing from us. So we thank you that you rebuke the devourer for our name's sake today, Father God, and that you will come forth and release whatever it is
folks are standing for on today. Lord, touch the body of Christ today. Somebody need a home. Somebody need a job. Somebody trying to buy a job. Buy a new home. Somebody trying to land a new job. Somebody trying to open a business. God, we thank you right now, Father God, that we're not slack in business or slowful, Father God. But we thank you that we're honest in business, Father God. And we praise you right now, Lord. Somebody, church is opening up, Father God. We thank you right now. And you will fill the church, supply every need in the church, Father God. The finances that is needed, Father God, to pay those that are charging a fee, Father God, for whatever service that they're rendering. We thank you right now, Lord. And then we know that you can touch their hearts, and they can do it for free. Thank you right now that we got favor laid up with you. We got blessings laid up with you, Father God. We got prayers and fastings laid up with you right now. And Lord, we call it on those favors. We cash it in on those favors right now, Father God. Thank you for having mercy on us and grace today, God, that we saved by grace and we hear by grace. Thank you on today, God. Bless the congregations today that go forth in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that lives within us and resides in us, Father God. We bless you on tonight. We thank you and we love you on tonight. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, from yes. Evangelist Brown all the way to Mother Georgina, to Minister BJ, to Apostle Thomas, to General Shaw, Father God, and who else on this line, just to Nicole on this line. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, as you touch Rochelle and Colby and the two girls. We thank you for them, Father God. Just continue to lift up Sister Angela and her husband. And we thank you right now, Sister, lift up Mother Patricia on today, Father God. Give her comfort wherever she may be at this time. We thank you right now. We bless you and we honor you and we glorify you. Lift up Apostle York today, Father God. Pastor Mann on today, God. Pastor Rain on today, Father. We thank you right now. And Evangelist Maxine on today. We thank you and we honor you. And we know that we have what we asked of you because we believe and we stand it on faith. And we praise you right now and give you the praise for it in advance. And it is in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. General, it's back in your hands, General.
What's the recording
amen.
Number?
There's no recording number. Minister Ray, have to give you the, what is it, Minister Ray?
The email. Yeah, you can just give me the email. Check me your email address and we have it sent over to you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
everyone
do I have a wonderful
night.
Day in Christ?
God bless you all. Good night. Bless you.
Good night.
I'll be at